Good morning. My name is Tony Sims. I am a cloud infrastructure and security technical specialist with Microsoft Corporation. Today, I'm going to provide some insights into the WannaCrypt attack and things that you can do to conduct a what we'll call a hasty defense to protect your network. First, let's talk about a timeline. If you see anything on your computer screens that look like the screenshots at the bottom, then you have been hit with the WannaCrypt ransomware slash worm. So how did this happen? If we look at a timeline and we go all the way back to March 14, 2017, Microsoft released the MS-17-010 security bulletin. This security bulletin identified a vulnerability in the server message block V1 protocol that could be leveraged to execute code on a system. About a month later, or exactly a month later, Shadow Brokers, a group of hacktivists or hackers on the internet, released a number of NSA exploits that they had acquired. One of those exploits was something called Eternal Blue. Eternal Blue was targeted at the vulnerability identified in MS-17-010. So if you think about vulnerabilities and exploits, so the vulnerability is what's identified, and then the malicious software is called an exploit that takes advantage of that vulnerability. So you hear the term exploit, you'll hear the term exploit code. And then almost exactly a month later, after the release of the exploits, we see on May 12th the release of the WannaCrypt ransomware slash worm. And the reason I say ransomware slash worm is, unlike a lot of other ransomware attacks out there where it comes in through some type of phishing or drive-by type attack where somebody has to execute some malware, WannaCrypt can take advantage of the vulnerability in SMB V1 to propagate onto systems that are not protected. And so this could happen over the internet, so it can spread like a worm, like the Configure Slammer virus, or it could be delivered via the normal methods like a phishing email, and then once on the internal network, propagate through the SMB V1 vulnerability. So this makes it especially dangerous in that it can self-propagate throughout a network and infect other systems. So any system that is exposed that has this vulnerability could potentially get the payload executed on their platform. On May 13th, sort of like in a movie, a malware researcher in the UK accidentally stopped the WannaCrypt attack. And the way that he did that is he was analyzing the code for WannaCrypt, and he noticed that it tried to communicate with a domain on the internet that wasn't registered. And so, as was his best practice, he went ahead and registered that domain name. Well, when he did that, it actually stopped, or basically hit a kill switch on the worm. Now, why'd that happen? If you think about the way antivirus researchers work, they get the malware, they put it into a sandboxed OS that has software that can mimic responses from the internet, and then they watch how the malware executes, and then they're able to help develop protections against that. Well, the people that coded WannaCrypt were expecting that to occur, and so they put in a kill switch that when it identified an actual communication to this domain that wasn't registered, then it made the assumption it was in a sandbox and it shut itself down. Well, when he registered the actual domain name and put a server against it, all the different variants of the worm actually were able to communicate. When they saw that, they thought they were in a sandbox and they shut themselves down. So we essentially got very, very lucky with this particular worm. So it's May 15th today. What's going to happen now? Well, we don't know. We can pretty much make the assumption that there's going to be new variants of this that are going to not have the kill switch enabled inside of them. Maybe they are going to work through some other delivery mechanism. Maybe they'll have some other ways that they can propagate built into the platform. So we definitely want to protect ourselves against these future attacks. So what can you do to help protect yourself? First, you got to keep your patches up to date. Super important that you update your systems as soon, especially as a critical update releases. This update was out for over 2 months. It had been identified as a threat, and we identified that there was exploit code in the wild about a month ago, and people still didn't have their systems up to date. So you got to patch your systems. It's the most important thing you can do to protect yourself against this particular attack and future attacks. Second, you want to ensure your anti-malware is up to date and detects the latest threat. So in this case, WannaCrypt. So from a Microsoft perspective, we've updated Windows Defender, we've updated the SCAP engine, System Center Endpoint Protection, to identify and stop the WannaCrypt attack. So you want to make sure if you're using another vendor's antivirus that it does the same. You want to ensure you have systems backed up and that the backups are good. Right now, there's really only two effective ways to get rid of ransomware. First is pay the Bitcoin, which doesn't guarantee that they will decrypt your files and doesn't guarantee they will not do it again. And then the other option is restore from backup. So you want to make sure you have good backups and that the backups can be restored. And you may want to consider blocking SMB V1 on the network. You definitely want to evaluate blocking it from the internet. That's not something you would normally allow in through the firewall from the internet to your internal network. If for some reason you have that enabled, you definitely want to talk to the business owners and find out why that's enabled, because that is a very risky protocol to allow in through the firewall into your internal network. So you may want to consider blocking or disabling SMB V1. So where are some tools from Microsoft that can help with this? First, if you haven't started moving to Windows 10, take a look at Windows 10. Windows 10 isn't vulnerable to the current release of WannaCrypt. It is a hard target. So what I mean by that is Windows 10 out of the box with the security features enabled is very hard to exploit. Doesn't mean tomorrow somebody won't come out with an exploit, but as it stands right now, it's a much more secure operating system than previous versions of Windows, and it can help protect you from these sudden type of attacks. I didn't say zero-day attack because this was actually out for 2 months before it was executed, which is very common, by the way. But it is definitely something that there weren't antivirus definitions available at launch of the attack. So Windows 10 would have done a better job of protecting against that, even if it had been vulnerable. Patch your systems. We've already talked about that. You need to leverage some of the tools that are out there. There's Windows Update, which is free. There's Windows Server Update Services, which are free. There's Configuration Manager and Intune, which are enterprise-level tools that you can use to patch your systems. There's also the Operations Management Suite, which is a hybrid management solution that can help you patch your systems using update management. Those are all tools from Microsoft. There's plenty of other tools from other vendors out there that you can leverage, but the key point is you need to patch your systems, and you need to do it quickly and try to get those patches out as soon as possible. From an anti-malware perspective, we provide tools like Windows Defender and System Center Endpoint Protection. These are both valid anti-malware solutions that can help protect against these type of threats. Now, the challenge with anti-malware, it's not the edge of your defenses anymore. So you can't look at anti-malware as a panacea. It's really an after-the-fact type of protection. So if you think about WannaCrypt, it was in the wild, it was discovered, it was analyzed, a definition was created, and then the anti-malware was updated. That took probably the better part of Friday to get that done. In the interim, people were vulnerable. So it's always about a defense in depth. Have the patches, have your anti-malware, have your backups, have your firewall enabled. Those are things that you can do to help protect. But anti-malware is definitely a component of a defense in depth. Back up your systems. Lots of different ways that you can back up your systems. Windows has versions of backup in every release going back probably to Windows 95. So you can back up those Windows systems, take that backup, make sure it's good, disconnect it from the machine, put it someplace secure so that if you have to, you can restore. We have capabilities to integrate with Azure to send that backup offsite as your secure location. There's enterprise backup tools like Data Protection Manager that can help you back up all of your systems from one console. They can also integrate with the cloud. Again, plenty of other solutions out there that you can leverage. The key, though, have a good backup. Make sure that backup's solid and it can be restored. There's also advanced tools available that can help you detect, protect, and respond to these advanced threats. Two specifically that are fairly new from Microsoft are Office 365 Advanced Threat Protection, which protects against email-based attacks. So it's going to help with malicious attachments and malicious links in an email. Defender Advanced Threat Protection provides pre and post protection, breach protection on the Windows 10 operating system. So it can not only help protect you, but it can also help you detect the threat, do forensic analysis of the threat, and respond to the threat. It can even allow you to isolate a machine, but still be able to communicate with it through tools, readily available tools. And then the Operations Management Suite provides a security and audit solution that does a great job around detection and helping you respond and helping you patch vulnerabilities. So take a look at that tool as well. Advanced Threat Analytics is listed here, not specifically for WannaCrypt, because WannaCrypt is not an identity-based attack. It goes after kind of a shotgun effect. It just blasts itself out there and looks for vulnerable systems. But in the future, there might be a variant that leverages identity, and Advanced Threat Analytics helps protect against an identity-based attack like a pass-the-hash attack or lateral movement or suspicious code execution, those type of things. Here are links to more information. These links are from primarily Microsoft. The one at the bottom is a link about how it was stopped. It's an interesting read. One that I'll highlight is the Defender Advanced Threat Protection Ransomware Response Playbook that provides information on how to use Defender Advanced Threat Protection to protect against these types of attacks. That's a conclusion to this really short presentation on how you can provide a hasty defense against WannaCrypt. Definitely want to focus on getting that accomplished as soon as possible. We expect that this isn't the end of the attack. You know, as I look at my customers, I'm very concerned about my manufacturing customers, my healthcare customers that have air-gapped, operational technology type networks that have industrial control systems. Maybe they've got IV control systems for healthcare. If some type of attack makes it to the OT network and is able to lock down or destroy systems on that network, it could impact the business's ability to do their job and also potentially impact physically the health of people. So we definitely need to get out there, patch our information technology or IT network so that we can then in turn protect our OT networks. Hope this was useful, and please post comments. Thanks.